The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Early edition, and getting the, I guess, either the benefit of that or maybe it's the hard part of this is getting up a little earlier. But Stanton Stevens, Laverne head coach, and I know, but Coach Stevens, I know you were already up, so that didn't make any difference.
It didn't make a difference at all. I don't know if I slept at all last night after being taken to the woodshed by Riverdale and Ron and those guys out there.
You know, we have talked many times, mm-hmm. off air, on air, about this, but it said if you can have success running against you guys struggle a little bit. Your secondary seems to be solid, but it just seems like if they have success, it's going to be in their running game.
Yeah, you know, I hate to give away our weaknesses, but any halfway decent coach who's going to watch a little film kind of picks up on it. And some weeks we come up with a little better scheme than others. But Ron and those guys, you know, the strength of their team, quarterback and the fullback right up the middle. And, you know, so if you talk to some of the older school coaches, they tell you build up the middle. And if you've got a good quarterback and you got a good fullback, usually you can make some things happen. You can move the ball offensively. And when they're running the trap series and they're running the down series, we thought they were running the down. They were running the midline a little bit. That's a whole lot to stop, especially when you know your players have to gamble and they have to do things that may not be technically sound. But if they don't, then you don't give them much of a chance to be successful. So we were trying to give our kids a chance to make some plays and be successful. But you know, we ran into a really good inside run team, which is what Riverdale is.
You've talked about matchups, mm-hmm. a lot of times.
Yes.
And that's a case where not a good matchup for you guys.
No, it wasn't a good matchup. And, you know, but that's one of those things you try to say, all right, it's not a good matchup. We'll make up the difference in, and our kids will understand that going in. We'll put some schemes in there that give them a chance to be successful. But obviously that did not work last night. And then, too, Riverdale is still a good football team. You know, they're a play away from winning that Hendersonville game. And, you know, the Siegel game was a test and a battle until late in the second half. So you're talking about a really good football team.
One that if you had predicted in the preseason, that would be one you would have said,
yes,
you know,
yes,
that's
yes.
going to be really tough.
Yes. And my pick was Riverdale and then Siegel. So, you know, it's a – it's not surprising, and Riverdale is deep. They're really deep because they've got a lot of injuries. We saw a lot of kids out of uniform, and we were thinking, man, okay, we've really got a chance at this thing. And, heck, they just plugged another guy in and plugged another guy in, and that guy came off the ball, and he was strong and he was physical. And, you know, that's what you got to have.
Well, you didn't have much success running the ball against them, and I know you're disappointed in that effort. But mm-hmm. CJ Four did pass the ball quite well, but I guess he was basically forced to.
We didn't have anything else, and you know, that young man, like I said, he's a guy that you get behind at quarterback, you rally behind. He's a competitor. He finds a way to make plays. He extends plays. You know, as a junior starter for the first time, you know, there's only a couple of things. I'd like him to throw it out of bounds a little bit more when he's rolling instead of just kind of rolling out of bounds or hook sliding right there. But those are things he'll learn. But CJ is a competitor. We had a guy, Howard Greer, that contributed early. We had J.J. Horner, who contributed with a touchdown. Even had Chris McGee, a backup tight end, sometimes starting tight end. He caught a touchdown. Antonio Coward did really well all night long, returning kicks, catching the ball, getting open, just being a – he even lined up at tight end one time. We had a missed call on a formation, and he's a senior, and he's one of those guys that he fixed it. You know, so overall, disappointing night. You know, we got whipped. But when you start to watch the film a little bit, you do see where you had some kids playing really well. And that's important.
Fall break coming up, and you get a week off. Is this the type of game you really don't want to end on for a fall break? But at the same time, I guess it gives you an opportunity to spend a little more time working on some things and getting some people healthy.
Well, you know, if we had picked up a few wins earlier on, this is a, you know, this doesn't end it on a loss like that is not a big problem, because the kids still are really focused and really understand where they're going and where they have an opportunity to go. Our chances are dwindling away. You know, right now, I guess we're 2-5, and we'd have to win the last three, which is possible, just because of matchups. Two of the three are good matchups for us. But one of those two good matchups just happens to be Siegel, you know, and I don't know if they can be stopped by anybody, let alone us. So, but we'll have 2 weeks to prepare for them, and, you know, we'll have a couple of different bags of tricks to throw at those guys, you know, a couple of different things up our sleeve with a two-week period to prepare.
You follow that game up. They come to your place on the 12th, and then on the 19th at CAK, and I guess they kind of want to come down there and seek a little revenge, don't they?
Definitely. I felt last year we kind of beat them up a little bit. I don't think they were ready for the physical style of play that you have to play down here, and that's just to stay even. You know, I think Riverdale was more physical than us last night up front on both sides of the ball. Their front seven was, and you saw the results. The score was an indication of that. You know, but we're used to that every week, and they're not. So hopefully we'll have that advantage. And once again, they should be a better matchup for us because they like to throw the ball, and that's something that we have at times we've shown we stop that really well. So
in you know, it's Blackman, another team I think you match up better. They do like to run the ball, but they also they'll pass the ball around a little bit too, and
well, that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
You know, if coach is listening, coach, we figured out a way to stop the run. You're going to have to throw it every down. Got a secret weapon we've been holding.
They, you know, we sit there and talk about fall break being a we used to really talk about it, but I guess now it's become such a commonplace thing that we really don't, you know, we don't really think about it anymore. It's just part of it now, isn't it?
It is, you know, and sometimes – your worry on fall break is you got guys that are out and this and that are going here or going there, and that's going to happen, and you just have to really – you're kind of like, well, we got to work around this. But, you know, if you've got parents who've made vacation plans months in advance or even a year in, you know, the previous year, what do you do? So I think that's just a part of how the game is changing a little bit. With
they're going to Disney World, they're going to Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to do about that.
Does your schedule change? Does the times and that kind of thing during the week?
No, we're going to – our schedule changes, but not our times. We're going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 4 o'clock each day. And, you know, that's the same time we would practice if we were in school.
So it's kind of keep that, I guess, that same mentality,
yes,
that kind of thing going.
Yes. Yeah.
You got any plans for the next couple of days? I know you're not going to start right at Monday back practicing, right?
No, not at Monday, but we'll start Tuesday. And I mean, we'll – and the coaches,
so they get a vacation. There's their fall break.
Yeah, there's their fall break. But, I mean, they'll get until now and until Tuesday. And then Tuesday won't be a killer practice.
Yeah.
Wednesday we'll bang around a little bit, and then Thursday we'll come out and have a little bit of a lighter practice, and then they'll be done to the following Monday, you know, and then we'll come back.
Well, you got Siegel coming up, and followed by CAK, and then Blackman, and you know, still three pretty tough opponents. It doesn't get easy, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you would like to think that the later in the year you get, the better you're playing. And at this point last year, we started really playing well, and I hope that's the same. That's the same case going in, and now we may get two wins, three wins, you know, who knows. We get three, we make it into the playoffs. We get two, we're on that bubble at 4-6, and, you know, do they make
it in? Maybe not.
Maybe not. If we only get one, you know, that's pretty much the final nail in our coffin. So, you know, we'll see.
Siegel's got Stockstill and some a lot of weapons, hey. And just your thoughts on that real quickly about, you know – I thought Oakland did a good job of containing him at times last night, and they sacked him a couple times. And but boy, that kid can throw, and he just kind of knows where he's at in the field.
Well, he's a coach on the field and a pretty good one, you know. And so when you've got weapons like that, he understands I just have to extend these plays a little bit, and then he's got a strong enough arm to where he can throw it a little bit further than your DBs think he can. And what ends up happening, that last 10 yards, 15 yards, your DB is – your defensive back is easing up, and their receiver is running harder because he knows he's going to get me the ball. I just got to keep running. And, you know, I saw him throw it over the top against Riverdale a couple of times, and I'm like, man, how long is that ball going to be in the air? And it's hard for a high school defensive back or any defensive back at any level to keep just continue running downfield and that ball's up in the air a long time. So with that being said, we don't want them to be able to extend the play. And our defensive backs, we're going to have to really work on our deep ball, our ability to play the deep ball. I mean, like the really deep ball where that ball's up in the air and they're running and they're staying with it and not letting it beat them over the top. Their receivers are fast, and they track the ball in the air really, really well. I haven't seen receivers track the ball as well as they do in a while.
Well, I know everybody come out and support Laverne out there, and it's going to be at Laverne, and it should be a big game, and the start of three big ones for the Laverne Wolverines. Coach, enjoy your fall break.
I'll do it, John.
You got anything to do for, you know, you're going to do anything, you know.
I don't plan on doing anything, believe it or not.
That's typical football coach talk right there. But at least get some rest a little bit.
Absolutely.
All right, Stanton Stevens.
All right, thank you, John.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it very much. Laverne Wolverines will take on Siegel after fall break, and that will be at Laverne. So join them down there, and you should see some good football.